All right. Wonderful. Good to see everybody. Okay. Now, I am going to... This message is... It's like a patchwork quilt. If it comes together at the end, it's going to be a miracle. So, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to open our water and we're going to take a big, nice sip. Oh, that is so good. Now, it's hard to imagine, but, and it's kind of common knowledge, 97% of our Earth is of Earth's water. 97% of Earth's water, all of it, is in the ocean. 97% of all the water. So how many percent does that leave? 3%. Okay, now, 2% of that 3% is frozen in polar ice caps, glaciers, North Pole, South Pole, Tent Pole. Okay. So that leaves this many percent. Now, not all of the 1% of water on the Earth is even available for us because some of it is evaporated at any given time. So there is less than 1% of all the water on the Earth good enough for us to even use. Wow, that's kind of amazing. So, I'm going to pause for another sip.
And by all means, sip at will.
Water is extremely interesting. It can be found in three different states. Ooh, you don't think that? Let me go check. Okay. It can be found in three different states. A solid, a liquid, and a gas. Now, the liquid, of course, is like this. And the solid, of course, is ice. Right. And the gas is when it's vaporized. It could be steam or just straight up evaporation. Did it really? Wow. So, anyway, I tried to get this solid, and it's solid in the middle. And it's extremely cold. Thank you. Wow. Okay. Liquid water is what we normally think of first, which is found in the oceans and seas, aquifers, under the ground, lakes, ponds, bayous, rivers, streams, brooks, creeks, brays, canals, ditches, driveways, potholes, buckets, bottles, sewers, our bladder. Not yet. But feel free. Never mind. Don't feel that free. Okay. Now, the solid, of course, I've said that, the ice, even snow is soft, it's solidified, just really light and airy. And hail's tough. So, wow. Now, and a gas. Water is so interesting. It's so crazy, all the stuff about it. Gases are either steam or fog or, you know, just vapors of some kind. Now, there's a fact that if you make steam with water, the exact amount of water that you use when you make steam, the steam takes up 1,500 times the space. So if you vaporize the water, if you boil it, the steam that it makes takes up 1,500 times. It's amazing. In an industry, you have to know this because exactly. And if you vaporize water in a pipe, then it can burst the pipe without knowing. Yeah, not cool. Now, water, extremely important. Question is asked, how long can I live without water? A human being, a normal human being, not normal. Who's normal? An average human being. I'm not there with you. Okay, so in general, there's a rule of three. I don't know if you've ever heard of this rule of three. And this is just general, average. Many, many things are a factor that may cause a person to expire earlier or later by being deprived of water. Okay. Generally, rule of three. This is easy because it's easy to remember. Rule of three. You can live 3 minutes without air. Okay, cool. Not cool. Don't anybody try that. You can live, on the average, about three days with no water at all. Certain factors involved. You can die in one day, depending on the humidity, the temperature, whatever. You can live as long as a week, maybe 8 or 10 days. But probably not. That's very, very, that's a long time. And in our society here, it's hard not to get water in you. Because it's everywhere. Water is everywhere you can imagine. But now, we actually, and 3 weeks without food. About 3 weeks. Like I said, if I don't get lunch this afternoon, it might happen for me today. But I'm guessing that won't happen. Some people can go longer. But in general, it's simple to remember rule of three. Okay, three, three, and three. Now, we came into this world immersed in water. In our mother's womb, we were in water. Everyone's heard the term, her water broke. Okay, well, yeah, baby's coming. So, now, interesting that is how we come into this world, because if you were completely immersed in water now, we would drown. Well, you know, you can hold your breath, but how long do you get? About that long. Some people can hold their breath longer, but anyway, I digress from that. Of the 1% of fresh water on the earth, every one of the 7.4 billion people in the world, and all of the animals, and all of the plants, and every other thing that is actually living, requires a portion of that 1% of water. Wow. That's a lot of people drinking water. Well, we hope they're drinking water. Okay, now, so many things in our life actually depends on water. We don't even think about it sometimes. We take it for granted, of course. Our automobiles would not run very long without water for cooling. Our major industries, would do nothing without water, because everything they do is hot and it has to cool off. And that's how they do it. The heat load, water has a great heat load. It's amazing. Okay, now, it has been said, don't know who said it, but he who controls the water truly controls the world. If someone was to be able to control all of the water, or most of the 1% of the water, it's not that much water to control, really, 1%. Good, really, it's not military might. Everybody has to have water. Okay, anyway, water is considered a fluid, except when it's ice. Fluid just means that it can move and flow. I guess technically, ice can kind of flow if it's little enough and yeah, you pour it out of the bag, it's kind of flowing. So anyway, I'm just saying. And water can be found sitting still in a pond, rolling on past, on the river. I really considered singing that part. I didn't do it. smashing against the coastline, coming in the rain in a downpour, hurricanes, waterspouts, geysers, waterfalls, babbling in a brook, dripping from a leaking faucet. So, next time you see a dripping faucet, think of the 1% of water that's just going down the drain. Okay. In just these few short minutes, you can understand a little bit, and we're reminded how necessary water is to our sheer survival. Just the act of life takes water. You know, honestly, this is not even in there. I have made a resolve, kind of inside. I think I've even mentioned it to Joe. You know how you take a glass of water if you're going to take some medicine, and you take the medicine, then you pour the rest of the water out. I made a resolve in my weenie brain to finish that water. Go ahead and drink it all. Why not? You need it. Yeah, probably. So, water can cleanse our clothes, can wash a wound. I require a lot of washing. I wound myself regular. Anyway, I'm like, she's a nurse. It can help heal a sickness. We can play in it. It actually makes the electricity that's flowing through these wires right now. It requires water to make that electricity. Electricity is made either hydroelectric power, which is they build a dam and they shoot the water through it and it spins the thing and it generates electricity. Even in a gas plant, even though there's no water flowing, they're boiling water, making steam, driving a turbine, driving a generator. So it still requires water to make electricity. Water is so powerful, just it. It can be concentrated using machinery to cut through steel, a jet of water. That's crazy. And it makes a good cut, too. It's no wonder that so many mentions of water is in the Bible. We're baptized in water. That's cool. Pontius Pilate, symbolically, washed his hands of the blame for Jesus' crucifixion in water. On the cross, Jesus himself, when he was pierced with the spear in his side, blood and water flowed. On a bit more technical note, water seeks its own level. I was trying to figure out how to blow y'all's mind, but it was just too big. But if, say, just take for instance, if we had that full to the top, and if the water hose drain comes out the bottom, and if I had the hose, the end of the hose, above the level of that water, it would not come out. It would go to the exact level of that water. It seeks its own level. That exact thing is one thing that we use a lot. Anyway. Now, some water is extremely easy to get. I'm talking about clean water. Clean, usable, drinkable water. It's easy to get. Some is very hard to get. The definition of a well. If you have, everybody understands what a well is. Cheesy definition is a deep hole made in the ground through which water can be removed. An issue of water from the earth. A pool fed by a spring. Now, concentrate on these key words. Okay, deep hole in the middle where water can be removed, and then a pool fed by a spring. A pit or hole sunk into the earth to reach a supply of water. The actual hole, they're saying, is that a source from which something may be drawn as needed. Okay, so you have this amount of something, be it water, that you can draw it as needed. In Isaiah, there's a scripture it's actually a portion of the scripture that says, with joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation. Now, think about salvation as a well. Okay? We require water to live. And if salvation is a well to draw from, and because we require salvation for entrance, you know, into heaven one day. And then in 2 Samuel, he says, he drew me out of many waters. Now, salvation is something that we need to draw from. You know, we need to accept that. Okay, now, but it also says that he drew me. Okay, he drew me, meaning he, you know, either compelled me or drew me like a bucket. You know, that's when you get water out of a well, you draw water out of the well. That's so cool. Now, we've often heard the term well up. Okay. Now, just a normal well, the water just doesn't come out. You have to go get it because it's a pool. It's a reservoir deep. There's many, many ways to do it. In age of old, they didn't have submersible pumps. They had buckets and a rope. And you go down there and you pull it up. There's your water. Today, it's the same concept, except for now we have pumps and motors and stuff. But it's the same thing. You still have to go down and get it. It just doesn't come out. A regular well. a spring or a spring water, you know, everybody says, oh, spring water is the best. Well, really all kind of comes from the same thing. But the reason that spring water does actually flow out doesn't necessarily, it all has to do with the topography of the ground, of the land, and as it comes out, it just kind of flows out of the aquifer, you know, out of the stratification of the earth and all. And it's a cool class I had to go to for water well training. And but it is water, well water, just out of an aquifer, but it actually comes out. It's flowing. Even though any aquifer flows like a river, but underneath the ground, you just can't see it. John 4:14. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him, he will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. It's kind of technical in the wording because you have a well that you just can't get the water. You have to go get the water. But a spring comes out. And that's what he's saying here. He will be in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. There's that well of salvation again. That's cool. It's great stuff. Okay. In Revelation, these are kind of portions of these scriptures because some of this stuff is really long. I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. So salvation is free for us, but it was very costly for him. It was paid. This water was not free. But that water in that bottle contains life-giving material. My body requires that water. I can't live 3 days to a week without it. It's the same thing. Salvation is necessary for us. They shall not hunger or thirst, neither scorching wind nor sun shall strike them. For he who has pity on them will lead them, and by springs of water will guide them. Now, we have also rivers. Rivers are like a spring, but a river is a flowing body of water that has purpose. It has a direction. It's going somewhere. It just doesn't wander around the countryside. It has an exact destination, and it goes there every single time. All the time, actually. So, whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. People can see that in you. When your cup overfloweth, if you will, they can see your joy deep within, even when you're sad. It's really tough being a human sometimes. There's this thing called life that we have to live, and it's tough. There's nothing easy about it. And we have all decided to, what the world calls, take the easy way. Believe me, there is nothing easy about being a Christian. But I do feel that it's a better way. Okay. The river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and the Lamb. I can only imagine that, hey, there's a song in there. Got to be a song in there. There is already. I'm just playing. Sometimes if you just imagine the radiant glory of the sight. I can't even imagine big enough. I think it's going to be greater than I can even imagine. And there's peace. He makes me lie down in green pastures. Now, he doesn't make me lay down, you. No, he doesn't. He doesn't make you lie. I swear. Okay. He leads me beside still waters. Have you ever just gone walking by a small lake and kind of the woods? It's so peaceful. All you can hear is the leaves rustling and the wind blowing in the trees. Bird or two run from the deer. Proverbs 5:15. Drink water from your own cistern, flowing water from your own well. Now, I thought it was extremely interesting as I went through and looked at all these scriptures is that a lot of times they put together the two words flowing and well, which is a well technically does not flow like a river or a stream. It's a pool or a body of water. It's an all-encompassing thing. It's crazy. Water is life-giving. Man, I feel more alive already. God told Moses to strike the rock, and out of it flowed life-giving water. Now, this story is taught in children's church. It's taught in church, messages, great sermons around this, and his obedience and then his disobedience and blah, 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 you know. What I see weird stuff when I think about this stuff. What I think about when I think about him striking the rock and the water coming forth, there was a million people and animals. And, funny. Well, I guess it didn't necessarily have to be could have been a big rock. But it had to be a lot of water. Probably so much it actually made a small lake there. Because how is a million people going to get a drink of water? Because these people were zipping along down through the desert. In the wilderness, if you will. And they didn't have time to hang around. And that's what I think about. I mean the vast amount of water that must have come out of that rock to water all those people. Wow, it's crazy. Oh, and I put in here, it was no trickle. God split open the hollow place that is Lehi, and water came out from it. And when he drank, his spirit returned and he revived. And there's more of that scripture, but this is one part in the Bible and it's actually talking about the actual life-giving properties of this. He was evidently in this text, he was like bad off. He needed some sustenance, some nourishment. And then God gave him some water and his spirit returned. I guess his color came back. and he was revived. So, life-giving water. See, it's very simple. I wasn't really preaching. I take water for granted. And I think we all do, to a certain degree. But it's so important for us, and it's so important to understand what I think he was trying to do with the water. The balance. The human life at all on this planet is just in the most crazy balance. We're only dealing with less than 1% of water, and we all have to have it. Everything, plants, water, those stinking willow trees, they suck that stuff up too. And so, okay. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. There's hope for the future. As much as we see in the news, the world is going kaput into the proverbial drain, if you will, there is hope for us and our descendants. In Genesis, okay, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together in one place and let dry land appear. And it was so. Sometimes I wonder about the creation, that was the land like an afterthought? Maybe God really liked fish. I like fish. But then the dry land appeared. But he didn't give us much of that either. It's mostly water still. But water is extremely necessary. In John, it says, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Again, it's like a thread that runs through in places throughout the Bible that when you think about God and what Jesus did for you and us and the Bible, it's all a purpose. And he loves us so much. He loves me more than I can imagine. Way more than I deserve. That was awesome. As a deer pants for flowing stream, so pants my soul for you, God. Okay, so they're using a deer, or the original text was heart, but that's the deer. That deer pants after the water. He's running, running away from the arrows. He's tired. He needs some water. He gets some water. Oh, that's so good. Okay. Exactly. There are times that I can feel God's presence in almost a real way. Sometimes I can't. But I know that God longs for me. He desires for me to pant after him, if you will, to drink of the living water that he has for us from that well of salvation. The spirit and the water and the blood. And these three all agree. It's an interesting one. This is really, I've never really noticed this scripture before. I don't know why. I mean, it's in Mark. Whoever gives you a cup, okay, let me back up. You've always heard, you know, when Jesus says, like the kids, I sit on his lap or something, whoever gives this kid a drink of cold water, you know, that story. Well, this here, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you belong to Christ will by no means lose his reward. So please, drink some water. Oh, so now that you're all refreshed, We have two bathrooms here now. So that's really all the text stuff I have. Sometimes when I even enter, well, you know, the Lord lives in us. And sometimes when I just am thinking about Him, I can feel the flow. I can feel it. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's just a well, and I have to go down and get it. But when you're thirsty, and you finally lug that well out of that water out of that well, and you drink it, or I'm speaking figuratively, of course, it's refreshing. It's life-giving. It's reviving. Reviving. And sometimes we just need a reviving. I think about, you know, my life, and as I go every day, so many crazy things, and that definitely need reviving a lot. So that's really about all I have. Just suffice it to say, Jesus loves you so much. He gave His life for you and for me. And He doesn't just want us to be Christians. He wants us to be Christians. And